Mike Salmon is walking back to work from a client meeting. As he strides down Broadway, he comes upon an Occupy Wall Street protest at Zuccotti Park near his office. He tries to work his way past the crowd, but is stopped by a throng gathered around an attractive lady singing protest songs and strumming her guitar.
Excuse me, can I get through here? Thank you.
Good luck, buddy.
You can't get around here anymore. This is killing Wall Street.
Hey, what are you going to do? Just enjoy the show.
Well, she better not be too good. We're trapped.
We're the 99, you're the problem kind. We're the 99, here to change your mind.
Here.
This is not for enjoyment, you know.
Well, hey, it's pretty good.
Then stop doing what you do.
What we do? I don't think you understand what we do.
Oh, yes, we do. That's why we're here, because you have stolen our wealth.
Yeah, well, you've stolen our space, and I can't get through.
Make way for the man who stole your pay.
Stole? We make people rich. People just like you.
Oh, sure.
No, I mean it. I can make anyone rich. I just need somebody to work with. By the way, you're too good for this.
Good line, mister.
No, I mean it. Anyone, even you. You just need talent and some kind of idea. I find the plan. Here, take my card, look it up. You'll see.
So he's the 1% and we're the 99. Make way for number one.
Investor meeting at a fancy Wall Street hotel ballroom. Is anyone writing checks these days?
I don't know. It's my second time here. It looks like there's action, but you never know. Welcome, entrepreneurs. So you're here to get funded. Mm-hmm. Well, welcome to the open house. Tonight, we have a team of investors who want to listen to your ideas. If they're good, and I mean really good, we'll back them. If you build it right, we'll take it public on the stock exchange. Just remember, no one gives you money. You have to win it. Great idea, your passion, it's special something.
What we have is a website for investors who needs to spread their risk around in high-value positions.
Okay, that sounds like a niche market. I mean, look, there's big buyers, but there's very few of them. I'm sorry, it's not investable for us.
Excuse me?
We have a new social media platform for our public servants.
Public servants, huh?
Yeah, there are 8 million public servants, and they need a special kind of social media platform of their own.
You know, those people stick to each other. I mean, cops don't talk to teachers, they talk to cops, and they don't network with garbage men, so I don't know.
It's a big market.
I'll let my guys look at it, but this isn't Facebook.
A web-based exchange for old mortgages.
Mm-hmm. Okay, tell me more.
Okay, we buy back mortgages for half price and put them back on the market as cheap bonds.
Now, wait a minute, isn't that how the market just crashed?
Yeah. Well, this time it's different.
Yeah.
An international collectibles marketplace?
No, sorry, we had something exactly like that last month.
What?
Mike, can you bring us plans at scale? We want new ideas, big ideas.
You need to think about the exits. How big? Is it really a public company or just an acquisition?
Well, nothing. So, you've heard it. A lot of objections, folks. It's tough, I know. Sounds like it's over, but this is where it gets interesting. Can you adapt? Can you rethink your plan? Can you pivot? Can you fight back with a better idea?
Mr. Salmon? Excuse me, Mr. Salmon, you invited me here, remember?
I did?
Yes, we met on Broadway.
Oh, my goodness. You're the protest... the entrepreneur in the music space.
Yes. And you said you could make anyone rich, even me.
Well, it's a process.
Okay, and so I have this plan.
You have a plan? I thought you were in the pre-planning stage.
Oh, no, I have a plan that's ready. It's like a world musical thing. I travel around the world and get the best sounds from each country. And then I make this incredible world album.
Huh?
And here's the best part. It's all going to be taped for a TV special.
Excuse me, this is not a business plan.
Well, you never know. Maybe it's worth finding out more.
Well, okay. So what's the plan exactly? How much you need? What's the upside?
Just listen to my CD and you'll see. It's a demo, but it has my hit. It was big in South America. Number one in Paraguay. Number two in Bogota.
Mike, do we have time for this? She's not even on the agenda.
That's how I got the idea. I toured in South America. We can use their music just like they use ours. We got songs on the radio there, and I heard great music I could play here. I made number 5 in Montevideo. We could do that here too if I could just produce it.
Come on, this is against the rules.
Well, if she's big there, could she be big here?
Maybe it's time to explore the entertainment business.
Can we stick to the rules? Well, gentlemen, why argue? We can't take a pitch, but we can still play her music, okay? Here, put this on. This should clear the room, and then we can take a break.
Discussing.
Holy cow, they are flooding back in. Is it her voice? The music? Do they even know what's attracting them? Maybe she's onto something.
Thanks for inviting me.
I had no idea you were coming.
You were right. You are a good guy.
Next day at Penny's apartment.
Boy, that phone hasn't stopped ringing.
How would you like to meet about an investment in your project? I love putting money into entertainment.
Sure.
Dinner?
Well, yeah, maybe. Excuse me, I have another call.
Scene the next day at Salmon's office.
Rothman, can you come out to my office? Let's play that again.
Hi, yes, what do you got?
You know music. What do you make of this?
Yeah. Business-wise or music-wise?
Both.
Well, you know, the record labels have been nuked, but there's a lot of opportunity at independent artist level. I mean, I've seen plenty of money raised whenever a company pulls together indie musicians.
Yeah? Why is that?
You know, these little bands, they have followers, and you can all reach them through the email, you know, social media. So if you can pull together lots of little bands, you get this big reachable audience quickly.
Do they make money?
I don't know. But investors figure the big labels will eventually buy them out at a premium. Hey, people listen to 157% more music than they did 5 years ago.
Really? But they aren't buying CDs.
Yeah, so it's all downloads and live shows, but both up 30% over the last year in this economy.
You know this stuff pretty well.
I just did a report for our entertainment portfolio.
So what do you think of this music-wise?
I don't know. I mean, what am I supposed to think?
Well, I hear some jazz references, some brassy notes, a little flamenco. She should do more samba, you know. And the voice, yeah, I wonder.
Hey, if it isn't heavy metal, I can't hear it. But I can tell you the jazz market is dead. The old folks figured out how to get all for free, and they don't go out that much, you know. So the money's in the kids' music. They pay to download, they go out, they buy merch, they pay to party. She isn't doing their music. What are you thinking?
I don't know. I have some ideas, but thanks
sure.
For the insight.
Sure. I mean, mind if I make a copy? My old man likes this stuff. He's kind of groove.
It's your old man's groove, huh? Let me see. I'm going to call her. Oh, hello. Penny?
Hello?
This is Mike Salmon. Remember I invited you to call me?
Yes, thank you.
Well, how did you know? I mean, you know, to come down here with the plan.
Oh, I looked you up on the internet. what you do is pretty cool. So I put together a pitch. It's my grand plan. I've been thinking about it for years.
Oh, really? Well, why don't you come down to my office and we'll discuss your plan.
Okay.
I mean, it needs some work. I could definitely help you. But I need something, too. So come down to the office, and I have a deal I'd like to propose.
Okay, when?
Tomorrow.